Hello.
Hi.
Hola.
Hello.
Don't you interrupt me.
Sorry.
Porter, I swear to God, if we have this problem again.
Our newest guest. Okay, let's introduce everybody here. So it's me, Jeff.
I'm John.
We got Gavin.
Hello.
Brian from last time and Will from last time.
Hello.
And we got someone brand new who's William's brother. That's not his name.
Yep, that's my name. No, I'm Alex, and I'm 19. I never learned how to read.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
You're 19?
Excuse me.
Guys,
so,
Alex isn't 19.
He's not 19.
He's
so
a liar.
We've already had. He's already lied on the podcast. So
this is not
a great politician. Ayo.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about the difference between men and women, as per Alex's request.
So one of them has a specific chromosome, and the other one has a different specific chromosome.
So yeah, biologically, I guess we can start up
biologically and scientifically.
Scientifically,
and then we can slowly move into how that
societal
norms and
liquor rice.
I'm not sure if I like
everybody's eating food. Everybody's burping, shitting, farting.
Whoa!
Watch your language.
It's me and John's podcast. John, can I swear on the podcast?
Jeff can swear as much as he wants. I try not to try to counteract it, but it doesn't work half the time.
Fuck yeah, bitch.
I apologize, Mr. Scow.
Mr. Scow, you know, I've sworn in...
And even class.
In class, I did on accident, maybe once.
Okay, but can we just... Are we going to ignore the fact that, like, people like black licorice?
I love black licorice. And that's not real
black licorice.
And that's not real black licorice. It's too sweet.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
too sweet.
Is black that licorice. Why I like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too sweet.
Is that why I like it?
The good stuff is salty.
Good stuff is salty and gross.
That's what she said.
That's just
y'all.
Nasty.
Dude, that's just...
Don't you insult the German people, you non-Aryan goober.
Oh my God. Aryans aren't even from Germany, and it bothers me
India.
So
they're
much.
They're from India.
They're from
India.
India.
Scooped up, pulled up power. Women, men,
gay.
What about them? They all have one thing in common.
Your
They're
mom.
Human. Okay, so really,
they all have one thing.
The biological difference between men and women
is a chromosome.
It's big booba sometimes.
Big booba,
big
sometimes,
booba
like me.
Big boob booty
the
sometimes.
Ability to
hormones.
Grow
hormones.
Versus big peepee sometimes.
Peepee
hormone.
No, just peepee.
This is biologic woman.
Okay,
I'm gonna throw out a hot take, which isn't really a hot take because I feel like people just try to ignore it because it's a fact. Women are stronger in different ways than men, biologically.
Yeah. Respectfully, yeah.
Yeah, and
I
men
mean,
are stronger.
Makes sense.
Like it's shirt logo sideways, Jeff.
I have a champion shirt on, and it's an Among Us symbol.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about Among Us and patterns.
I hate all of you.
How did our discussion of women and men and women
I hate all
lead
of
to Among
I
Us?
Hate
okay,
well,
whoa, whoa,
it's
I know how to take control of it.
Men,
of
men are the crewmates and women are the imposters.
No!
Okay, hold on now.
No, it's my turn. It's my turn.
What?
Halo roleplay starting now.
No. We're not doing any.
I
want to
be a Bruce.
No.
The last time we tried to roleplay, it didn't go well,
it
and we got yelled at
well.
By our English teacher.
All right, we should probably
I roleplayed with your mom.
Back to the subject, guys.
We should read Sonic High School.
So, with these men and women, man.
Yeah, they're what the.
Girls are hot. I'm gonna say it.
Girls are hot.
Hanging up on me.
Okay,
Jeffrey wants a gay cowboy.
I think we need to pick
a
subject.
Jeff
for
wants
a second.
Sam Elliott, but only Sam Elliott.
Man, this is chaos.
Hey, okay. This is like pimp chimpin.
This is like pimp chimpin.
The hell is pimp chimpin?
It was another.
We don't talk about.
Yeah,
pimp
we
chimpin.
Don't. We don't talk about.
Pimp.
Okay,
oh,
so let's choose a aspect. An aspect.
Ass.
All right.
Brian,
you're
Brian
so horny. I could cut it with a knife.
I can smell it.
Wait a minute. There we go. Body differences.
Body differences.
Differences.
So,
men are hairy and nasty.
So women are actually hairier than men.
Really?
Yeah, in some places.
Some places.
Really? Yeah, women are about as hairy as men, if not a little bit more.
Actually, did you know that we have the same hair density as chimps?
Really?
Okay.
You
what does this have to do with women and men?
Okay, well... Okay,
because
so
monkeys.
Men are... I think men are hairier, overall on the body, but, women... Or women get more hairy in, the hairy places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What?
Well, also, for some reason, a lot of women nowadays, they don't get those wide birthing hips like they should.
Oh my gosh. What the freak?
It's, actually, there's been studies about that. The same thing with women nowadays are actually getting bigger boobas. It's because...
Yeah!
No, and actually they've been researching it, and they're starting to link it with processed foods.
Really?
They think that it's, yeah, because of the processed foods and...
Now, is that just necessarily the certain a chemicals.
Problem? Yeah, the birthing hips is because it causes more pain.
And then big booba, big booba means more back pain.
Yeah, and big booba means more back pain, which is already...
That's not my problem. Then maybe they should have built to have a stronger spine if they want big booba.
Dude, if they were based, they would be monkey. Just gonna say it. Oh, there's cheese.
Alex just found cheese in a couch.
Oh, that was in my pocket.
Oh, that makes me look better.
Okay. So processed foods, huh?
Yeah.
Like mac and cheese? And it also is affecting the male population. I just can't remember what it is. I think it's,
it probably gives us bigger boobs.
No. There was a thing. Dicks are getting smaller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That's it.
You're telling me if I only eat on the outside of the grocery stores, I'll get
If I've got a 2-inch Punisher works for me.
I think it was something about... Thanks.
I have the millimeter defeated.
I think it was something about the hormones that they use for like GMOs, specifically like meats.
Yeah.
They are using a lot of hormones that are like estrogen. They're using a lot of estrogen to.
One thing that I've noticed, and this may not be true because I have no evidence to back this up, nor do I care to look it up. It seems to me that a lot more women are becoming gay or bisexual.
Well, that's because...
What about?
Well, it's...
What about?
I mean
from my understanding of it, it's because they've all had at least one bad breakup.
That is very...
Well...
Actually, you know what? That could make sense. Maybe
some of them are
like...
for attention, and I think that's the...
Well, yeah, that's also that's where I lead from with the breakups, because somewhat, like... I would say an associate that's long forgotten of mine had one bad breakup, and she came out as bi for attention. And then once she got the attention she wanted, she went back to being straight.
Well, the thing is, in my mind, everybody is bisexual in some sort of way. But not everybody.
You're spicy straight.
You're gonna be dead drunk.
You're spicy straight.
All I gotta say, if Jeff started backing it up on me, I wouldn't like that.
I'm saying, like, not everybody expresses it in a sexual way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like bodybuilders and
for
stuff.
For example,
oh,
you're able to tell they're hot.
Yeah, you can tell people are attractive.
People are like, some gym people are ripped. They're toned.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
I think Kevin James is hot.
Who?
Okay. Oh my God.
Oh my
God. He is.
He was so bad at Mall Cop. When you go to Zookeeper, he's like almost normal.
Yeah.
And then when you go back to Mall Cop again, he's even fatter. And you're like, how is he doing?
Because he's taking fat steroids, also known as Twinkies. He's injecting it right into his freaking boobies.
He just cut open his surgery during liposuction.
What are you looking up, Will?
The reliability of a source I was looking up, so that I can know if it's biased or not before I actually.
Everything is biased nowadays. I'm just based.
Well, I was seeing how biased, so then I can trust
how
it.
How bad it is, yeah.
I've had, on the topic of bisexuality, like, I've had people attack me because I'm, like, straight and I'm not bi. And it's, like, people don't believe that I'm...
Me too.
Like, I took a sexuality test. It was like, I'm 92% straight, but people didn't believe that.
Yeah, I got like a 96.
Because of how I joke, I'm just...
Okay, so that left...
You were very close to gay.
So they kind of lean...
I think you were over bisexual.
But
yeah, it was.
It's not enough to leaning close to bisexual. It's just like, we're going to report on these topics more than these.
But then like a sexuality test is kind of like a political compass. Like, some of them are just... wrong and like gross. While
one
the
time,
ones...
I almost convinced myself I was gay. Then I was like, "Nah, I'm just joking around." Like, I'm serious though. Like, I was concerned. I was like, "Man, I'm joking about like I'm making like gay jokes towards my friends a lot."
And then
and
so I'm like, I'm concerned. Like, am I like be like am I like I'm like I was curious. Like, am I actually becoming gay or not? So I was just kind of like thinking, and I'm like, "Well, no, that's just me joking." And like, if you start to hear something so often, you know how you, like, kind of believe it. Like,
Like, yeah. Like someone, the kinks. I was about to say that.
Like,
thank
if
you.
Every day someone calls you, like, you know, like if someone calls you a MILF every day, you're going to start to believe you're a MILF.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yes. Yeah, Brian, to give some background, Brian is obsessed with mothers.
They're so like, hot.
They're hot. What can I say?
He's trying too much.
Anyway, what I was saying, and like, shut up.
He's covered in MILF slime.
Ew! But what Alex was saying, and like, I'm joking about gay so much, we're like, wait a minute, am I actually gay? That's, they did a study about that, and like, that's how most kind of kinks and, what's another word for kink?
Perversions.
Yeah. Is it perversions? I don't know. Stuff like that.
What gets you hot?
Yeah, what gets you all hot and heavy?
What gets you sexy?
Is I'm like, stuff you joke about. I'm like, I use this expression because, you know, it's just plain nasty, and if you do, I'm sorry, but you're kind of nasty. But like, piss kinks. Like, it's like,
say feet.
Oh no, that's a good one. Feet are nasty. If feet get you all hot and heavy, that's just wrong.
I don't know why people get
but
that's
exactly.
Pretty judgmental. I think you.
But one of then like a lot of people started joking about like feet, a lot of people started joking about like feet and stuff, and it was like, you know, funny. And like what the study showed, like your brain saw it as like, hey, this is making him like this is making the person smile or be happy or just in a good mood, and they keep doing it, and the brain realizes, hey, so you keep joking about this and talking about it, so now you prefer it.
Okay.
Here you go.
Shortcut.
So
William got some.
I just read like 3 or 4 articles that may or may not just be biased, and mainly just talking about why it's kind
you
of
fool.
It's kind of unrelated, but it was just like why you said gay, the gay population is popping up more. And I just read that they're coming out of hiding.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Because of like how bad it was during the '50s and stuff.
Also, it's just a small crowd that speaks the loudest. People think that a lot of estimates say that like it's 20%, but actual polls have said that it's only 4.5%. So
I don't think that's a terrible thing.
Speaking of gay people, according to a meme I saw,
oh, God,
it said 45% of all sexual assaults on children are performed by 2% of the population.
What does that have to do with being gay?
No, the 2% is gay people.
Yeah, the 2% is gay people.
Wait, what percent?
That sounds like a 1340.
We should make it zero.
Yeah.
1350.
I know a lot of gay people, and I think it's not gay being gay.
It's not like a plague. It's not like some kind of thing where you're like, I'm gonna dispose of this now.
I mean, look at Jeffrey. He's a theater kid.
Hey, you know what?
Dude, okay.
On the topic of Jeff being gay.
I am was part of the band. I am not a band kid, but I was the kid in band.
There's band kids and then there's band members.
Yeah, and band kids are gay as hell. Like, I'm gonna say it, band kids are, there are some things that have been said that shouldn't have been said, even for gay people. Like, it's bad. And on the topic of, like, where I'm leading to is, like, people commonly mistook me for being gay because I was in band, but I'm not. I can promise you, I like titties as much as the next man.
This is awkward. If we're talking about men and women, we're gonna talk about
they should be purged from the country.
I hope that recorded that.
Ryan whispered to me.
Okay, no. If Jeffrey's gonna tell his perspective, I'm gonna tell the real story.
Let Jeff say it first.
You did it wrong. So Gavin looked at me and whispered to me, "Alex is kind of gay," and I thought it was funny. So I was gonna whisper to Jeffrey, and I thought we were gonna go in full rotation, and you ruined it.
I was not aware.
I'm not gay. I didn't take the chemical.
All right, we're back. We just had a little interruption.
Ryan, it was his job.
Hi.
You messed it all up.
Ryan. On the topic
pause
of
it
being...
again. Pause it again.
Okay.
We gotta do
it. No. Back on the topic of being gay. Brian, why are you so gay?
Who said I was gay?
This has shifted.
It's the way your body.
Are you a
get
singer
off the
right now?
Character sheet, yo.
Yeah. See, Ryan, that's.
You
Funko
worse.
Pop? If anyone's a Funko Pop, it's me.
I don't know. I have the bobblehead.
Dude, I literally had to be pulled out with a suction cup.
Have you seen me with the helmet on in football? I am the bobblehead.
I've seen plenty of pictures of me and my helmet
men
looks
and
too big, but it's actually
yeah,
really
anyway,
tiny.
Men Dude, okay, women. If men could give birth, I don't
like
think,
hyenas.
Do you think...
Hello.
Hola.
Hello. Hyenas anyway, continue,
yeah,
Alex.
Yeah, male hyenas give birth.
Continue.
I'm going to wait. Holy
continue.
God.
Continue with your riveting
commentary.
Okay, no. Jeff.
No, that's a woman.
If men could give birth, would we develop, if we were like, when humans developed, if we were the ones destined to give birth like seahorses.
Yeah.
Would we have developed a special like orifice just for birthing, or would it come out of our balls?
Wait,
bro, balls?
No,
I have no idea,
dude. It's not gonna be like an egg. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not like
the baby pops out of your grotesque giant balls.
I'm genuinely serious. Like, what do you think? Like, because I know women were like evolved to do that. Seahorses, they have like
probably
a sack,
a giant pouch, and all the egg
pouch. Yeah.
Oh. Imagine if you
so
were
yeah,
like
we'd
platypus.
Get a hole, but it'd probably be like a third one out of our belly button or something. I don't know.
You're a belly button.
Go back.
I like belly buttons.
You probably wouldn't have the pee-pee. Honestly, we could just fertilize ourselves.
I think women are kind of based in that department because I know
what,
I
giving
can
birth?
Like
what
I know
like,
I could
like,
give
well
birth.
Like giving birth and like nurturing children and stuff like
how
I just I know I
hate it.
Like I couldn't
I love it.
It's
I mean
nature
kind of.
And that's not, like, offensive or anything. It's
no, like, I'm serious.
Biology.
Like, it's...
I don't
like,
know why...
I applaud women for, like, everything they do.
And, like, women nowadays are, like, they're straying away from... Like, the young women I've met, like, around my age, of course, I'm much older than them.
I'm very traditional.
I'm very traditional.
My girlfriend's still in preschool.
I don't...
Whoa.
And my home.
That's a joke. For legal reasons, that's a joke.
You know, we said
she's
worse.
Actually a senior in high school.
Senior in preschool.
We... it's like the last couple months.
Wait, what?
last couple months of gestation. The women I've met around these parts
are very
they're very anti having kids unless they're very religious, and I think it's kind of cringe.
Yeah,
I think it's like anti family, like oh why would I want to get married and you know have like a family because it's like good for you.
It's a nice thing to do. It keeps your head stable.
Yeah. You're stable.
I mean, like, sure, don't do it right out of freaking high school.
No, I'm going to
wait
till
a couple
come
years.
Back from my mission.
Thanks.
How about you, like...
1 month after my mission.
How about you
get
do it when you have a stable job?
And that,
I'm
like,
going to get married.
What?
Go on my
so,
mission.
Sorry, John, but, like, back to that topic of, like, a couple minutes ago about the bisexuality. What is, like, do you think that's a major contributor of... like non-family orientation.
I think it's just a lifestyle because
you can
itself,
still
because there's a lot of gay families.
Well, but I mean, like women having their own kids, like because I know there's a lot of gay families, but like gay couples that adopt or gay couples that
I don't think
do,
that
like,
messes
use,
up
like that weird sperm
like
donor thing.
Sperm donors or surrogates, but like
what about it?
What do you think that is what contributes to that, or is it just with what like society has set?
Society.
I think society has set. Because people still want to have kids, even if they are.
Yeah.
But like, it's usually something else that like, it's either like they meet one kid that they don't like, and they're like, "I'm not gonna have any kids. I hate them so much."
I hate that.
That's disgusting.
It's literally your kid. You choose how you raise your kid.
Yeah. Just don't raise them like a dickhead, and you'll be fine. Just worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or worse.
I like.
Yeah.
That. Dude. If my kid ever turns out to be that kid at the park that just like bullies people for no reason, he's
good
getting
on
whipped.
Him. Oh,
I don't want my kid to be that kid that like you see him at like a, it's like you don't even know whose kid it is. It's but like they just have juice all over their face and they're just like sneezing and farting and pooping all over the place.
I don't want to keep eating these. It makes me think of Ariel's kid.
Oh yeah, Ariel's my mother's friend. And her children.
Don't put any context to that because I want to enjoy my cheese puffs.
Okay, I'm not going to put any context, but they're freaking disgusting.
She held a giant bowl.
Don't!
She had a giant bowl in her
lap. I'm not listening.
If my kid's that one kid that, like, will just walk up and steal a toy from another kid because he said he had it, like, he had it first or
yes,
once.
Yes, sir.
If my kid turns out like my cousin Natalie, I'm going to lose my mind.
I don't get...
The only reason you have to do that is divorce. That's why she's like that, you know.
Whoa. All right, we're gonna pause.
Pizza.
We're gonna pause.
The
pizza's
here. Oh,
wait.
Okay, we're back.
Suck my balls.
We're back.
We're back. There's, There's some stuff going on with pizza.
It's just Brian trying to eat all that.
It's not just me, it's you too.
This is very unprofessional.
He did run up.
I did.
Will?
What? What?
We're not professionals.
Okay, so anyways, like I was saying, quantum mechanics.
What the fuck?
I don't know what
anyway,
it is, but it's kind of cool.
Trying to say
is that and
he's a big gay baby.
Gay people are the imposters. Just kidding. Whoa. That was a joke too.
I love gay people. That was kind of
sus. Okay, guys, let me.
Actually, I have a question.
What?
No.
Speaking of gay people.
The answer is no.
So, I want to know. So, like, for context behind this question, I don't like. I'm not homophobic. Like, I may seem like it, but I'm really not.
But
let the record show that I am...
But, like, so, I have no problem with someone being gay and, like, open about it, but if they try and force it upon me, and, like, is that bad to dislike that, or is that...
I think it depends on, like, the forcing.
It's just the same as if, like, someone who was really into color guard
or like, for example,
football. I'm
straight,
in football.
You're like, why aren't you straight? Be straight.
Yeah, so, like if I walked up to Brian and basically, like, beat the shit out of him because he wasn't in band, that's, I mean...
That's pretty much what we're talking about.
It's the same with anything if you base your personality off of one
thing
you have.
Hey, yeah.
Like, if that's their entire personality,
see?
Like, exactly. If that's with anyone. You talk to someone and all they go is back to one thing, you're not going to talk to them. They're annoying.
So, yeah, I really hate this political, all this political stuff happening on. Yeah, I really hate when I'm at the gym and they steal all my weights. Like,
or the people who sabotage.
I really do hate that, actually. When you're trying to do a workout and people just come take the weights off your thing.
I don't. Or people who, what I'm talking about, or people who sabotage the certain group, like... You know, people who, for lack of a better word, play into the stereotype of being gay in, like, excess amount just because they know it boys people off. But because of that, now people hate them even more, and then they associate with the people who aren't like that and are just trying to live their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to be controversial when I say this.
Say it.
Oh,
but it's controversial.
I feel like it's mostly... gay women that do that.
No, I see. No.
There's one kid that actually went to the high school that would like walk around and get mad at people if he gotten like straight people they got in his way.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of started my whole like.
What is that?
I don't like people that beef on you because you're not gay.
What is that straight quote unquote like slur? Isn't it like bigot or something?
Cis.
Cisgendered male?
It sounds so abhorrent. Makes you sound like you're some kind of.
The Confederacy of Independent System, Star Wars guys.
Yeah, I'm cis.
That was so funny.
Bigot then? What?
Being a bigot is like being like non tolerant and like hateful towards other
groups.
Okay
if I use this question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these words have obviously been bent to the rules until eventually broken, and now they apply to anything.
Just like Nazis.
Like,
I think
you're cis if you disagree with anything that a transgender person has to say. A bigot if you try to argue with the gay rights movement. Honestly think that it's hurting more than
isn't okay. Isn't cis supposed to mean like you are still the same gender as you were born?
Yeah.
He spelled my name wrong. How do you
spell honestly,
John wrong?
It's... I think that the problem, we kind of went off topic from men and women,
it's evolved.
I feel like this is not the problem or the issue of, we have more gay people than we know what to deal with, because some people genuinely think that, and it's super strange.
That's just weird.
I think it's the fact that in this day and age, people think of opinion and fact are the same thing, in that if you disagree with someone's opinion, then you are... Like, they hate you, they hate your existence, and they want to actively, like, hurt you. They just have a different view on it.
I was listening to Joe Rogan podcast with Eric Weinstein, and they just... shout out to Joe Rogan.
I know he listens, because
I know we got Canada viewers. Go listen to Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
anyways, they just had, like, a huge argument, because they were talking about the difference between objective and subjective. Which objective is basically fact and subjective is opinion, and yeah.
Well, I remember during one of his like comedy shows. I don't know if he still does those.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. I think I've seen a recent video of him doing like, but one of his like comedy things.
I'm gonna kill your character.
He was talking about like some like problem like with men like the rape and shit,
And then everyone started agreeing with him. And then in his next show, he explained, like, yeah, I just started talking about it, and they all agreed with me. And I said the exact same things that I heard someone say to another person, they got mad. And he was just trying to explain, like, yeah, so when women complain, they bitches. But when we complain, we cool. That's basically the gist of what he was trying to say.
Yes, sir.
And so, I just thought of something like else. Who do you think has the higher, like, gay population?
Just the only San Francisco.
No, John, I'm not talking, like, city. I'm talking, like, gender. Like, what... Like, it's more sex, like women. Male and female.
That's like proven. It's proven.
It really is.
It's literally proven.
It's women are more than men. I think it's just because, I'm going to say it to be frank, women are hot.
Honestly,
and,
yeah.
And like, if I was a woman and I saw a woman.
To be frank.
Not going to lie. If frank, The Rock came in and was funny, I'd drop my pants.
I'm Franklin from Grand Theft Auto 5 and women are hot.
Or yeah. Richie Incognito.
Richie Incognito is a freaking crazy man.
Yeah, he's like extremely racist.
I'm also racist.
Women, I think, you know, I'm gonna say this too. In America, at least, I feel like gay women have it easier than gay men.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's a lot of things that we've kind of turned the head on of what it used to be. Like, you know, in the 50s, if you weren't straight white man,
you were cringe.
Then you were
a bad man, bad person. But now we kind of flipped it on its head, where if you are straight white man, then you are the scum
bad.
Of the earth.
Yeah.
It was mainly I'm gonna blame it on colleges and post-secondary education, because they make it harder for me to go to college.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. All I know is that I'm straight and brown.
You should also
be gay
college,
and get more college money.
Whoa. On that topic of college, like.
That actually is a thing.
It's a very big thing.
My dream school...
Can I say I'm gay and then go to college?
Like, no, my dream school, like, okay. I've always wanted to go to has a really, really high population of, like, transgenders and, like, gay people and, like, all, like, those, like, not... I'm not trying to sound, like,
rude,
retarded, but, like, not, like, people who aren't straight and... "quote unquote normal" by like
not
standard. Like that. That's why I said that. But I'm not. I'm really not. I don't know another way to say that.
Say another word for saying straight or normal.
Yeah, straight
default.
Like, I mean,
okay,
gay or normal. I mean, like,
but so
regular.
No, so
the whole
basic
like, the term for all
average
all the gay people. Like the term for all the LGBT people
is that just LGBT?
It's queer.
Oh,
you can
queer.
Say queer.
I think that one's
but
good.
But only if you're
queer.
Like, if it's not
derogatory. If we're wrong, feel free to hate us.
But back,
yeah.
Back
queer,
to what
right?
I was saying,
yeah.
Part of the reason I didn't, like, with, like, the sudden, like, riot, like, surge in, like, couples and, like, people in general coming out as, like, gay or bisexual and all that stuff,
yeah.
The college I really wanted to go to was, like, there was such a low population of, like, straight, cisgendered, like, people.
Mm.
And it, like, it honestly made me, like, I didn't want to go somewhere where, like, I was the...
Outnumbered. Were you the minority?
Technically. Mm. Not, like... But... And then... But the college I applied to and committed to was, like, pretty well-rounded in all of that. Like...
It's an even, like, a route.
It's pretty well, it's even all around, which is, I think, is nice, but that, I think, just with that sudden rise, just kind of...
Freaks you out?
Mm. Yeah. Because I'm afraid I might say something in a group of friends, like, at college, and then not realize there's, like, 30 or 40, like, gay people around me that could get offended.
Oh, that's
by
another
it.
Thing. Cancel culture.
Asparagus.
Ooh.
The fact that you can, if you say something wrong
asparagus
because either you didn't mean it or it's a personal opinion. What'd he even say?
Nothing.
He
keep going. Keep going.
Butter and stuff.
What the
fuck? Yeah,
asparagus.
Give out your recipe.
So, you take the asparagus and you put butter in the pan and you put it on medium to low heat.
What's
and
the
then. Goal? You put the butter and the salt and all your stuff in it, and then you can put the asparagus in it, and then you can roast it, and then you can take it out when it starts to like look like it's becoming black, but not when it's like all the way black because that's
oh,
burnt.
So it's crispy.
But
light
then you can
asparagus.
Then you can eat it, and then it's tasty. All right.
All right. Now back to what Will was saying.
Someone try not to be offensive. You really aren't making your case.
Okay. Well, you know, at least I'm not saying the N-word.
I told him before.
I'll say it.
I told him
before. Whoa.
We're not going to say
can
it.
Can you
bleep
it off it?
No.
But anyway.
I will go by
anyway.
We're past
what?
That
no,
actually is
no.
A kind of a good segue to cancel culture.
Cancel culture. Yeah. A very good example of that, Sky Jackson. And with guacamole.
Guacamole.
Penis.
First of all, guacamole funny. N-word print. That's funny.
It's Jeff, very, that's Jeff, very you have funny. Editing,
Don't, no. But it was very funny.
The rest of the podcast.
It was very funny, and then Sky Jackson doxed this, like, 12-year-old and, like, got him expelled and stuff and had to, like, move out of city and state. And then when she got hate for it, she was like, yeah, guys, he's actually not, you know, expelled. Here's the message of me texting his friend. Is he expelled? No. See?
Wow. I'm like,
oh, yeah, and it wasn't even the right guy, right?
Mm-hmm. That or it was just like some random person in her context she changed the name to.
Okay.
I think cancel culture is just
needs to be canceled.
Gross. Should we cancel Nikita Avocado?
No. He's a saint. I love him.
He's sad. He's just sad and depressed and
fat.
Maybe we should cancel him for his own good.
I want to ingest.
So he can like go back to like
go back to like playing the violin and being happy.
Healthy and happy with his boyfriend.
Yeah, being healthy and happy with his boyfriend instead of his boyfriend beating the shit out of him every single time they eat.
And him crying in his car. Like,
okay, but
that's me. That's like me.
The man, like, he did it. I think he might be somewhat crazy though, because he like will just show the camera about it. Like,
yeah. One of my favorite things was his story. Like, I shit in my bed. There, it's everywhere in the sheets. Oh my god.
Avocado, avocado is kind of gross.
It is. Well, he is.
So men and women.
Women are hot. I haven't seen a woman like that yet. I think men tend to be kind of goobery.
Nah, what do you mean? There's girls.
Like, yeah, what's
going on? What about the female 1,000-pound sister?
Oh, I have.
I think men and women.
I drink 12 sodies a day.
I think men and women have a different.
They're diet sodies.
And they diet sodies, so they cancel out all the sugar.
Do a neck reveal.
Yeah.
That was on one of their YouTube videos.
A neck reveal? Oh my god.
It's terrible.
It's so bad. Okay.
Excuse me, sorry.
How many 2 liters can you fit in that triple chin?
Okay. God. Can we talk about, like, is there, like, social differences or, like, class?
CCC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, with men and women. What about the, yeah.
This is going to be a very controversial opinion, but it's my own.
So it's right.
It's right
because it's Jeff motherfucking
Langle. But it's an
Langle.
Opinion and you shouldn't take it
seriously.
Yeah,
it's an opinion.
This is subjective.
I think that women have,
I've only been wrong
while
once.
They haven't had the I've same social freedoms as men,
right.
On average, kind of have it easier than men.
On a lot of things.
I don't know.
Dude, a woman could walk out in public.
Oh, sorry.
A woman could walk out in public with her titties flopping everywhere and no one would bat an eye.
The second I
walk out in public in underwear, everyone's like, oh my gosh!
Actually,
you guys have a point.
I do love it.
I mean, like, I have a bigger, like, I'm not going to say that.
Don't say that to myself. Don't say that.
Yeah, remember Mr. Scout listens to this.
Sorry, Mr.
And
Scout.
And Miss Martindale.
Does she
really? What I was going to say.
Ayo.
She said it.
Oh, yeah. No, I lost it and then had it and then lost it. Oh, yeah. But you can go
when,
for a second.
When I say that women have it easier than men, I'm not saying like, just because they're like getting raped, it doesn't even matter, like, stuff like that.
Whoa.
Like, women have their own problems, but I feel like in society works, men usually have to work harder than women in their fields. Yeah, especially because it's like more physical labor and shit.
Dude, I'm gonna be
a teacher. I'm walking right into a woman's
field. Sorry,
go ahead.
There's a little side note that this is like bad for women, but some workplaces. I don't know about a lot of workplaces, but like some workplaces actually take money out of women's paychecks because they can be on maternity leave. Which is pretty goober.
Wouldn't that be insurance kind of for them?
No, actually.
Or
do they
put it in for maternity?
So wait, are we officially
like
talking
out,
about logging?
So like, basically, when you get pregnant, they're like, "All right, you earn less now because then you have to have maternity leave," which like I personally don't think that's very nice. I mean, like it's not. I mean, so imagine trying to have a baby and start a family, and then your boss is like, "Nope, you don't get that much money anymore."
So we're finally gonna start about the wage.
The wage gap.
The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
No one cares about the wage gap. Pay them less, huh?
But I feel like in America, so far, men and women are pretty close, if not equal.
Yeah.
I know as of right now, like
in their problems too.
My mom and my dad are, I think, are pretty equal in pay, but just although
saying something.
And yeah, and my, but my mom has like brain doctor.
Has gone to like multiple colleges and gotten multiple degrees for what she wants to do to
but
get.
She's also a teacher. So.
Yeah,
but like some teachers choose to just do teach because they just want to experience. Or
that's like me.
Influence.
Like something John. Like I heard a while back. I'm not sure if it's
you're gonna
like,
be an influencer.
True now, but like I think last year I heard that women tend to choose more like nurturing like roles where they can like if they say like per se have a
pink
kid.
Collar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where they can nurture and like take care of whatever needs to be taken care of easier than like, you know, as if they were a doctor or a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just those things and that's also part of the problem, I think, with some of these arguments I hear about the wage gap, too, is they don't, like, they fail to realize who chooses what job.
A lot of arguments, too, is, like, that women are more likely to do this and women are, like, women are more likely to be, you know, sexually assaulted. That's obvious. Women are more likely to, I can't remember all the statistics, but if you told me them, they would be true. But you have to also remember that it's... In some ways, it's also not fair for men. Like, men are more likely to get murdered. Men are more likely to be in prison. Men
depression
are...
and suicide. Mental
yeah.
health.
Like,
men's
false
health.
Rape accusations,
so,
too.
Like, in reality, I think it's just bad for both parties on some fronts. Now, am I saying that those problems should be ignored? Absolutely not, but I'm just
they
saying
should.
That... there's some people that want to push for equality by making it unequal.
Push through equality by equity.
Yummy.
Yeah, equity, but like heavily favored in the woman.
Not equality, but revenge, basically.
Yeah, revenge for all the times that women have been oppressed over the years.
It's not my fault that one guy in Jamestown ate his wife.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
And that's not like I'm not even trying to start another discussion. That's like I've seen part of like the with. It just made me think of this, totally off topic, but like with discrimination, people like say it's like, well, I've heard some African American people on social media say, well, my ancestors suffered, so you should suffer because you made like your ancestors made them suffer, and that kind of just reminded me
like,
of that argument. Like it's just because something has happened in the past doesn't mean like
that
the people of the now are going to continue that.
Yeah,
it's like
I mean, it still happens. It's going to happen. It's
by
inevitable,
that logic,
but
at the end of the last Hunger Games movie or book, when like the underground like rebellion resistance people like took over, they're like, "Well, we should make all the bad guys' children fight and kill them, kill each other," and that's like the same.
I think
thing.
We should all just be put in a battle royale. Literally, the strongest survive.
I said it.
I think the strongest should be able to make.
Dude, I want to jump off the battle bus.
Bro, I just look like the battle pass.
$19 Fortnite.
I'm eating crackers.
Thanks to America.
But
this is America.
Yeah.
Don't catch you.
Seriously, though, America's kind of in chaos right now.
It is.
Our country is a pinata at a birthday party.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's because.
But then you also have like some certain people who are like, hey, America isn't doing so hot right now. And they're like, oh, how dare you insult the people here in the second... I'm not saying...
Honestly,
ugh.
There's a simple way to fix America's problem.
Curry healthcare.
Kill people.
No.
Mind your own business and do your work.
Population control. We should have the purge.
Oh my gosh.
In some ways, that's true. I mean, like, a lot of people just argue online all the time. And it's just...
Uh-huh.
Causes a lot of hate. Just respect other people and like just work hard and in 1984 it just to the end.
Just stop putting the Pepsi
on a coaster
on the character sheet. No more
Fortnite. Monkeys
jumping on the bed.
The biggest, pretty much. I think all of this nonsense about race. And sex and gender and sexuality,
sex,
poop, fart,
mom.
It's all just to throw our attention away from the real oppression that's going on. Freaking everybody.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Bourgeoisie. Proletariat. Proletariat's getting beefed on. We're the proletariat.
You'll be able to picture out.
Birds are spying on us. They see you through your windows.
I only
there are microchips in your water. Do not drink it.
The media is kind of just like throwing.
The media is not based.
The media is throwing attention.
If you watch and listen to the Fox, unironically, you are the biggest piece of cringe I have ever seen.
Pretty much all news. You can't get any good
news. You can't get any
all
major news.
You have to read your
news. Dude, I go to Disney Junior for my news. I don't know about you guys.
I go to Club Penguin.
I go to r/news. It's pretty big.
r/news is just straight.
r/news is
based. It's really bad when people take Onion articles seriously.
All the time.
The Onion articles.
Onion is the only good news.
It's true. And it's fake news.
All this... With the real inequality that we have in our country isn't like... We fabricate a lot. You know what I mean?
We gave ourselves our own problems.
Like, with the whole... Like, for example, like, the whole, like... Mr. Pinata, or what is his name? Fucking Mr. Potato Head.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That was actually because of the Hasbro company. That wasn't because people canceled him. But then people got mad. That's what.
But then people started...
They got mad and blamed.
The media started focusing on
that. Or the fact that Jeep had to change one of their car names to, like, they can't have the Grand Cherokee anymore.
Why? Oh.
Because of that culture that America has set.
What is it now? The big
part of the culture that... This culture really wasn't around until, you know... Gen Z really started becoming a thing. Like, we weren't
the Zoomers.
Cars and
it started
toys.
It started a little bit in like the '80s.
I know, but it wasn't nearly as bad.
Yeah,
it started once we started.
Wasn't it
watching
Vietnam?
Anime? So I think anime is the problem.
I love anime.
I thought it all started during like Vietnam.
It was Furry's fault.
Like,
you know,
they're like,
first
hey,
anime
this sucks.
Was like,
well, but like, we shouldn't be canceling like five or six things a year because it was offensive. Like, if it was, like, Mr. Potato Head, like, that's been around since what, the 50s?
Doesn't
they can't, like,
keep it.
People are saying, oh, they canceled it because it's,
like,
you know, Mr. It's like,
I like the lead in the water.
No, they didn't cancel it.
No,
the company...
I know, but like,
yeah, the company just changed to a gender neutral because no one's buying Mr. Potato Head. So it's like, maybe if we have gender neutral,
and that,
then we'll have
that's
more
what I think is
potato.
Think what you want about me, and that, but that's what I think part of our problem is we are so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tom and Jerry, like, dude, freaking, I bet if, like, the old episodes of Tom and Jerry aired on TV, people would be losing their shit right
fucking
now.
Love Tom
you know
and
what
Jerry.
I'm
you
losing my shit about?
Can you imagine the original
13%
Donald,
of the population.
Exactly.
No,
Daffy
I'm just kidding, I'm sorry.
Donald Duck being a Nazi? I remember we had to watch that for history class, for propaganda.
Oh, that's nice.
Donald Duck being a Nazi.
Alright, let's talk about the way Brian said propaganda.
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 Did I say proper? Oh, shit.
That's how I'd say it.
Cringe. Brian should be excluded.
Brian should be excluded because he's brown. I mean,
you're
that's it. I'm getting into college.
Brian
easier.
Can't.
Fuck you guys.
Brian can't pronounce propaganda, and for that reason, I'm out.
I'm out. Oh no, not Shark Tank.
Wait. So.
Oh no, that was a couch.
Oh, I thought he farted.
He farts all the time.
I thought he farted.
Smell like you vented.
I think you know we're. As a country, we're focusing on all this bullshit.
We're focusing on the wrong things. The media shouldn't focus so much about a goddamn toy.
We're, you know, and another thing, we're falling down in education, so more
oh my
and more
God.
We're just becoming uneducated.
The American education should...
Idiocracy
yeah.
is coming to
jobs
life.
Are requiring more and more
education. Yeah, they're yeah. requiring more and more, but the American education system is... fucking shit.
If the reason that it is the way it is, though, is because of the autonomy of the people. Like, if we were in any other country, the people aren't as autonomous as they are in the country, let alone the states.
What's
the
that word?
Local government.
autonomous. What's that word?
It means like, free and, like,
automated. Like, you can do stuff
you're
without the help.
A machine.
Like a robot.
So, what it is, okay,
think
so...
Think of iRobot, bro.
The reason, like, for example, America couldn't contain COVID, or any... It's never been able to contain a virus in its history
because
of the autonomy of the people. The people don't want to be controlled by anything, because that's
the government's
fabricate.
Controlling us with this fake virus, and they're charging the birds.
Well, the reason why people are like that is because America's always been founded on this idea of the people are free, the government can't control them. So, because of that, the people take that to heart, and we've never been able to stop a virus, never been able to stop things, but when something happens to the country that's truly tragic, like 9/11 or Pearl Harbor, the country
or
still has this, the country commies. Still has this whole idea of like, okay, we are still one country, we have to do it.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about it is that it's got to directly impact people that had no part in it whatsoever.
Yeah. So like,
yeah.
war is
yeah.
huge, but then you have stuff like gun control.
It's sad,
like,
really, that we
I
need a tragedy to unite.
It is, because like, well, if you also think about what was it, Australia or New Zealand with like the biggest massacre.
Like it was New Zealand. It was like New Zealand with they had like a, this huge massacre, and they were like, "All right, none of you are having guns," and they were like, "Yeah, okay."
Cut off in 45.
We're going.
Okay, I'll talk fast. Don't worry. And then in America, when we have a lot of small children being killed every day, and then people are like, hey, maybe not have big guns. They get mad at each other. Or like, hey, can you pass a background check before you buy a gun? They're like, no, I can't pass a background check because that's my gun and this is my freedom. See, I told you I could do it.
Kong's a piece of shit. Godzilla won.
I never watched the movie.
Dude, you used your Mexican jeans.
Orderly whip!
Yeah. All right, I'm done.
No, never mind.
I knew it didn't cut off. I talk fast for no reason. Look at what you did.
It goes to an hour. I've been lied to.
This has been a long podcast.
Yeah, it's
45 minutes.
It's like 15 minutes longer than our last one.
If I could have a
environmentally
safe car, like I'm just thinking of random topics here. If I could have an environmentally safe car, dude, I'd just make it powered off an ass gas, bro. I'd put a foot like nozzle in the seat and just eat bunch of like garlic foods and just start farting.
You want to know an interesting fact? To reduce our methane emissions by, I think, what to reduce them by one to like a half of what they are, we got to get rid of all the cows because of their cow farts.
Dude, cows are stinky.
Cows are stinky, dude.
That is the main reason why our emissions are so high.
No. There was this one research. This guy like fed cows something different besides like regular.
Regular
gay
stuff, regular food. Oh my god, I feel like
it's like cornmeal and stuff.
Just the regular food that they get.
I should know the name of this, but I don't. Cow food, whatever.
Like in Valley Ranch.
This guy fed the cow something different, and they were like producing less emissions. They were farting less, or like they were stinky less.
Yeah, but the government.
And like that also brings us to like the guy that made a car run out of water and then he died.
I want to know how many cow farts it would take to kill a person.
I'll try it.
Three.
Huh?
Three. Because one will knock him out and two will kill him.
And what?
And then
cow farts. How many cow farts it takes to kill a person?
Four.
I say three.
I'm going to say you're able to kill him a lot faster if you just shove his head up the cow. Don't even have to fight.
I don't know what we're talking
That's
about.
That's why cows are so dangerous.
I think we should just turn it off.
Speaking of cows.
Okay, goodbye.
Adios.
Let's take the N-word.